Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. The first phase of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly's 8th session will conclude today with the final sitting of the House. Along with the question hour, the Assembly will take up the laying of administrative reports for 2025-26 from 22 departments and the presentation of Assembly Committee reports, among others. The first phase of the session began on March 2nd with the address of Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla to the House. In total, the first phase has held 5 sittings. The second phase of the session is tentatively scheduled to begin with the presentation of the state budget for 2026-27 by Chief Minister Nipiu Rio. The detailed program for the next phase is expected to be notified today. The Lok Sabha negated the opposition's resolution seeking the removal of Speaker Om Birla with a voice vote yesterday. Replying to the discussion in the House, senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah said it is unfortunate that the integrity of the Speaker has been questioned by the opposition.
चार दशक के बाद एक बार फिर से लोकसभा अध्यक्ष के सामने अविश्वास प्रस्ताव आया है। संसदीय राजनीति और ये सदन दोनों के लिए ये अफसोसजनक घटना है, क्योंकि स्पीकर जो होते हैं वो किसी दल के नहीं होते, सदन के होते हैं और एक प्रकार से सदन के सभी सदस्यों के अधिकार के वो संरक्षक भी होते हैं।
Earlier, participating in the discussion, Ravi Shankar Prasad of BJP said the opposition brought the resolution to satisfy the ego of some leaders of opposition parties. He said leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi should be careful about his words when he speaks abroad. Responding to Mr. Prasad in the House, Mr. Gandhi accused that he was stopped from speaking in the House on multiple occasions.
This house does not represent one party. This house represents the whole country. Every time we get up to speak, we are stopped from speaking. The last time I spoke, I raised fundamental questions. Multiple times, I have been stopped from speaking.
A 3-day foundational training for career teachers of PM Sri Schools in Nagaland began yesterday at SCERT Kohima. The training aims to facilitate the implementation of career counselling for students in PM Sri schools across the state. Addressing the introductory session, State Mission Director Samagra Shiksha Nagaland L. Jamithang Lotha highlighted that the state's unemployment rate stands at 27.4%, which is higher than the national average. He said providing career counselling support will help students make informed career choices based on your aptitude and skills. Mr. Lotha encouraged the teachers identified as career teachers in PM 3 schools to take their role seriously and guide students in selecting meaningful career paths. He also reminded them that the PM 3 program aims to develop exemplar schools in the country and urged the teachers to carry out the activities with dedication and conviction. Mr. Lotha further stated that timely guidance in choosing the right career can help address the challenges posed by the high unemployment rate in the state. A total of 40 teachers from 21 PM Sri government high schools and higher secondary schools are participating in the training program. Along with the rest of the country, the first quarterly National Lok Adalat for 2026 will be held across Nagaland on March 14th. Organized under the aegis of the Nagaland State Legal Services Authority, NSLSA, the People's Courts will take place in all district headquarters with 11 Lok Adalat benches set up by the District Legal Services Authorities, DLSAs. Pre-litigation and pending cases, including compoundable civil and criminal matters, check dishonor cases, motor accident claims, labor disputes, public utility service cases, family disputes and other civil matters will be taken up for settlement. For more information, the public may contact the National Legal Services Authority toll-free helpline 15100 or the NSLSA helpline 911-800-3453-883. And the 27th Annual Varsity Sports Meet 2026 of Nagaland University Students Union, LUMAMI, got underway yesterday at the campus under the theme Legacy in Motion, Focus, Execute, Triumph. In his address, Vice Chancellor of Nagaland University, Jagadish Kumar Patnaik, expressed pride in the increasing participation of university students in competitions organized by the Association of Indian Universities and encouraged students to continue showcasing their talent. Highlighting the cultural diversity of Nagaland, he encouraged students to act as ambassadors in promoting the state's unique traditions and identity. The four-day event will continue till March 14th. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.